from woe is me to send me, all in the space of one paragraph. You know, people in the Old Testament thought that if they ever saw God, they were ruined, they were doomed to die. But something here is completely different. Isaiah is completely changed. He suddenly sees what it was that God wanted him to be like and to do all the time. So as Isaiah looks again at heaven around him, he looks again at himself and he says, "Here am I, send me." Now, like Isaiah, the majority of us are called by God to serve the communities where we already live, to look again with a fresh perspective and see the unseen. It doesn't have to be dramatic. Might be helping out at a holiday club, who knows? Helping out on a Saturday morning at the community cafe. It doesn't have to be dramatic. But you know, I've discovered in working with the poor people through the debt center that I work through, is I have seen more little miracles, little evidences of God's provision in doing this work than I have seen in lots of the other things that I've ever done all over the years. A lady called Emma once came to our church, but life challenges had taken away. She ended up in an abusive relationship and got herself into debt. And she was referred to me by a social worker that I had no contact with. I'd never met this social worker, still haven't met her. She referred this lady to me. And just imagine what it was like that morning when I turned up at her front door and she saw it was a friend of hers come to help her. And we've helped her. We've got her through her debt. And she's on the road to overcoming the mental and the physical difficulties that she's been going through. God is calling us to engage with our communities. I know you know that. He says, though, that we are the salt of the earth, but there's no point in the salt staying in the salt pot, is there? The salt's got to be spread out in order to do any good. So when you look again at your community, you'll begin to see things that you wouldn't have noticed before. You see people differently, the way God sees them, as people of infinite value, worth, and love. You know, it's easy to look at people who got in situations like debt and to judge them and say, well, it's their fault that they are where they are. And, you know, sometimes people have made some bad decisions. They've made some wrong choices, ending up to be where they are. But, you know, those people don't need our condemnation, do they? They need us to be able to give them a hand, to lift them up, someone to love them, someone to care for them, someone to be alongside them. And for many of them, it's not their fault when they get into debt, because things like illnesses, redundancy, or bereavements hit them. Or perhaps mental illness stops them making good decisions. So at the heart of the vision of Christians Against Poverty, there are thousands of people who have heard the Isaiah calling. They've said, "Here am I, send me." And we're at work in communities all over the UK, seeing tens of thousands of lives changed every year. So in Hitchin, we run several things. We run a debt centre where you can refer people to us. If you know anyone who's in serious debt, you can refer them to us. And there's some leaflets on our table at the back there where you can use them to do that. And then we will come alongside them to help them to get them out of the situation they're in. We also run a job club for the long-term unemployed, helping them get back into work. We run the CAP Money course. I know at one stage years ago, you were thinking of doing that here. Maybe you'd like to try it again. Actually, if you know anybody who'd like to join a money course because they've got, they'd like just to learn how to budget again, we're starting one, coronavirus permitting, next Sunday night, all right? So we can give you details. We'll be at the back at the end of the service. So if you want to find out, you'd like to learn about how to budget, or you know somebody who really would help them to be able to do that. So we run a life skills course, which helps people who are on benefits to be able to manage their income much, much more easily, to help them to manage on what is not really very much. So how do we work? What we do is in the debt center, you come to me and I'll assess your situation, get all your financial information. I go to people in their homes and we actually sit down and we pray with them. You know, I pray with all sorts of people. I pray with Buddhists. I pray with an atheist lady in Letchworth. I pray with her. I said, "Would you like me to pray for you?" She said, "I don't believe in prayer." She says, "But I'll have anything that's going." As I pray with all sorts of people from all sorts of things, and people are drawn towards the Lord simply because of the help that we give. And we help people. In the debt center, we help 21,000 people throughout the country every year. And so what we this enables the local church to do what it's called to do, getting alongside the brokenhearted, getting alongside the lost and loving them and welcoming them. And this ministry literally opened doors for them into the homes of some of the poorest in our community. So Christians Against Poverty, this is what we believe. This is God's blueprint. We are an organization that aims to help the local church to do what the local church does best. All right? No organization is good enough to do that, but actually we base ourselves locally so that we can help you to do what you can do and do it really, really well. So church is like St. Paul's. Take what you have. Trust that God is able. Step out to bring hope into your community. And I want to say this. God, deliver us from middle-class Christianity. Amen. God, deliver us from middle-class Christianity. We're called to serve the poor. That's what Jesus does. So as we saw in the video, last year, 850, nearly 1,000 people made a Christian commitment through the work of people like me all the way through the country, helping other people like that. When someone has been overlooked, ignored and trampled on, finally meets God's people, they're often blown away by the genuine love and concern that they're shown. One lady who lives in Letchworth, who actually comes to our church now, but she said this, she said, I came to church. We invited her. We managed to twist her arm to come to church. I won't go into that story. That's another one. But she says, but within a strength I didn't know I had, I raised my hand today when you said, don't put off today what you can do tomorrow. Since the moment I walked in today, I felt love. I will remember this day for the rest of my life. I found faith and love and kindness. I'm totally spun out by it all and still reeling a little. But when you're touched by something divine, you know it. So as I start to round up, I want to ask you, how is God asking you to look again? He's inviting you to look again at the people and communities around you. We're all challenged to do that even more through this present crisis. Do you have a fresh perspective to see the fast closed doors and drawn curtains as you travel home? Maybe you see the need, but like Isaiah, you struggle to see how there can be hope amongst all the brokenness and injustice in our nation. Perhaps God is inviting you to look again at him, to let your eyes see the King. Remember that he is able to transform even the most hopeless situations. And he loves us to do it with him. And so today, each one of us, as we're called together, but I'm really, really thankful, first of all, you've invited me here today, but also that you're going to be able to do a collection at the end to support the work that we do. And in addition to that, can I just ask you for a couple of other things? If you would love to find out more about who we are and what we do, there's a leaflet on all of your desks, on your chairs here. And what we'd love to do is give you a free copy of the book that John Kirkby wrote, which explains all about the work and how it started and how God amazingly set this work up. If you read the book, you'll understand why I say that. It had to be a miracle through all the things that happened. And if you'd like to receive a free copy, we'll be at the back of the church afterwards. Just fill in number two on the details on number two on the back. There are pens around the church you can do this with. Just fill in your details there. And what we will do, and you will get a free booklet, and then we will just keep in contact with you. We'll send you an emails. We'll send you by post information about how CAP is working, what we're doing, lives we're touching, and things like that. If you would like to receive that, then please just fill in all that information, not forgetting to fill in the permission thing right in the top corner there, because if you don't fill that in, we're not allowed to contact you at all, as you will know. So do that. And then obviously, if there's anything that you might like to get involved with in CAP, some of you may want us to be involved in the debt centre or something, please come and talk. My colleague Carlton is here with me, and we'll be on the table. If there's anything you'd like to know about CAP or be involved with us more, then please, please, please come and talk to us at the end of the service. And if any of you, and this is just a complete, you're giving us to us and that's fine, if any of you would like to become what we call a life changer, that's why we give, I mean, I'm a life changer, I give money regularly, month by month, to CAP to help us to do the work that we do. And if you would like to do that, then please fill in that form. And the reason I'm a life changer, just to say this, is that many Christian charities are, you know, we have to hide the fact we're Christian. Do you know what I mean? We kind of bury it under the carpet because perhaps funding won't be available if we mention the fact we're Christians. Christians Against Poverty, we're avowedly Christian. And we will always let people know. We never force our faith on anybody, but we will do it. So when I saw this, and I saw that we're meeting a social need, but we're doing it in the name of Jesus, that's what really attracted me to work for Christians Against Poverty. So if you do want to, that's absolutely fine. But obviously, that's not why I'm here. I just really would love the fact that your church is just getting a little bit more involved with us. And so may I just say at the end of this, you know, there are all sorts of challenges in our community that you will be aware of, and you are meeting, you're doing, you're reaching out to people. And if we can just help you in any way to do a little bit more of that, we're here to help. So I only live, as I say, I only live around the corner. So if you at all in any way would like to investigate starting at one of these services because you see it's something that you as a church could do, then I would love to be involved and to help you. But thank you very much. God bless you in the work that you are doing. Amen. Thank you.